Shir Mem Hei and Nida Yoredea Ches Av Heitav Shem Mem Beis, July 28th, 1982, on Wednesday.
Went over the two Simon Kufrivo. Now the Mechadash. Isho Shemesh Loveset Kavua in Yitzrich Abdike Kral Loi Lefnei Tashmish Veloi Lacha Tashmish The Agar Abed Eilo Yudik Bishnei Baila Bishayis Pishas Tashmish. So that's the Shita of Vodun Hashem and accept the Rambam. Then he mentions the Rambam. The Rambam Zal, Matzlich Lid it Achatash, he be Idechot, Beru be Idechot. The Lilith Bohem, Shem Roa Sodam Bishastash, Udaike Yaksi is Beit Kisatsman of Kidim Pons, Uslo Hashem Yikia Bechim Rambam. So, and it's Mashma, even from the Mechaber, that he doesn't consider it as two machines. It's mashma that the Mechaber is machriya like the first lashon. He just mentions what the Rambam shita is. So the Rambam is yochid in this shita that even a woman who has a vesed kavua, so she is mechuyevet to make it diki after every tashmas. Why she should be mechuyevet to make it diki after every tashmas? Because of the possibility. Maybe she is a real damach mustaches. There is such a thing of real damach mustaches. So that's why we had chilek. According to the Rambam, every woman, even if she has a beset kavua, so and the tashmish is a woman ma beset, of course. So still she has to make it bikur after every tashmish. That is his Rambam. Then kedim tashmish. So even the Rambam is maybe that she's not mechayev. It's not obligatory, but there is a little sense. And all the Rishayim achilu can both points. Number one, that after tashmish there is no obligation, and number two, that before tashmish there is no little sense. Not only there is no little sense, on the contrary, it's not a proper thing because the Baal might become inhibited when he sees that his wife makes it decay every time before Tashmish. So you might suspect her that she's accustomed to see Dam and so on, and it might be conducive to problems. So because of that, according to all the other Rishayim, it's in Moshe. But that is the Shitas Rambam. And the Ramah, and that machloket between the Rambam and all the Rishayim, so the Ramah says, Uslolo Rishayim Yikya, Yechim Rambam. Now, then, see, there he discusses the status of a woman who has no Beset Kavua. So there, we have many Rishayim who say that a woman who has it, who does not have a Beset Kavua, so she's mechuyevet to make it bikur before every tashmish and after every tashmish. Not just the Rambam. The Rambam, so even a woman who has a Beset Kavua is mechuyevet to make it bikur after tashmish. But there's no Beset Kavua. So actually we have three Shitas of Hashem. And if you want, then you can say we have four Shitas. I mean, if you want, you can even classify it as more, because of the Rambam Shita, that the husband is also to be mechuyev, is also mechuyev to be baby. But if we just don't mention that chicken, so we have four sheets. One sheet is that a woman is mechuyeves. That's a sheet of the rach, and the sheet of the rach. And it's also the sheet of the Rosh, even though the Rosh himself says that he himself is disposed of the sheet of Rashi and Yisves, but he cannot be chilek and rach because kol dvorov dvorov kavod. So, in final analysis, he agrees with the Rach, even though he would have, if the Rach didn't say it, he wouldn't have said it himself. But the fact is that he's mevatel his own sheet, so the sheet of the Rach. So that's the sheet of the Rach, and the sheet of the Rach and the Rosh that a woman who has no veset kavua is mechuyebes all her life, as long as she has no veset kavua, is mechuyebes to make him dike kidem tashmish and the dike reachmish and the dike reachmish. And you could say that this is also the shite of the Rambam, except that at one point the Rambam is different. He requires in the tikkun after tashmish that the husband is also mechuyev, but the rach and the rosh, they don't go along with the shita of Rambam in that. So in other words, it's the shita. So in other words, it's the shita of the rach, the Rambam, and the rosh, that a woman who has no best kavua is obligated to make it tikkun all her life, before tashmish and after tashmish. And according to the Rach and the Rosh, so it's only she is mechuyev to make the tikkun after tashmish. According to the Rambam, even the husband is mechuyev to make the tikkun after tashmish. So that's one shita. So then the second shita is by the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ram, and they all say it in the Rib. That only the first Ribias, so is mechuyev to make the tikkun. Only the first Ribias. So then the first Ribias. And if, let's say, the first Ribias, she made the Dike Kilim Tashmish, Lacha Tashmish, and they were clean, so then after that, henceforth, she's not Mechuyevus to make any Dikes, whether Kilim Tashmish or Lacha Tashmish. So that's the second chicken. But because of the Machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the Darkimeishe, so it can be classified into two separate chickens. Because according to the Bes Yosef, so when the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ram, when they say that the first Ribias she has to make a Bdike, so she has to make a Bdike Kedem Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish. According to the Archimedes, the first Ribias she has to make a Bdike only after Tashmish, but before Tashmish, not. So in other words, the same Shite, but according to the Bes Yosef, it means Kingdom Tashmish, the first Ribias, a Bdike is required Kingdom Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish. According to the Archimedes, so only Lacha Tashmish, not Kingdom Tashmish. From the Russian of the two, it's much more like the Dark Archimedes we saw yesterday. So in other words, so we have three Shites. In other words, one Shite that all her life, a woman who has no best kavua has to make a Kingdom Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish. And according to the Rambam, so the Dike Lacha Tashmish has to be made not only by the wife, but by the husband as well. According to the Rach and the Rosh, it only has to be made by the wife, not by the husband. But let's count it as one shita, even though it can be counted as two shitas. And then you have the second shita. The second shita. So that you have the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ram in the Rif, according to the Bes Yosef. So it means that the first Ribias, the woman has to make a tikkun, Kedem Tashmish and Lacha Tashmish, but after the first 3 years, no bdikas altogether, and then, according to the Archimedes, which seems to be the shita of the Torah, then the first 3 years, so she has to make the bdikas, Lacha Tashmish, but Kedem Tashmish, not even the first 3 years. And then we have the fourth shita, which is shita of Rashi, and Pesach, and the Raya. And that's the shita of the shach. The shach is machriya like that. So that she doesn't have to make any dikas. No dikas. All the dikas are only required regarding taras, but not regarding bai. So let's see now. Imei lo beset kavua shalish kol lo lishayim tzrichu lidei kedem tashmish ve'acha tashmish hu beit shalei v'hi beit shalo. So there is a remarkable thing. So tzrichim the kedem tashmish v'yachat tashmish, because that's the shite of the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ram in the Rib. But even though they only mention Allah Tashmish, they don't mention Kelim Tashmish. But Mr. Yosef says that they mean Kelim Tashmish also. They mean Kelim Tashmish also. But the documentation is correct. But there is one remarkable thing. He says, the Achatashmish, who be HRA, the he be HRO. In other words, now this is a combination of the Rambam Shiteh and the Shiteh of the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Ram. Because the Ramban, and the Rashbo, and the Ram, they say the first three beers she has to make it decay. Before Tashmish and after Tashmish. But after Tashmish only she, the husband not. Who is the one who requires the husband also to make it decay? That's the Rambam. But the Rambam she is even a woman who has a Beset Kavua. Even a woman who has a Beset Kavua is obligated to make a decay after Tashmish, after every beer, all her life. And that decay, so the husband also is required to make. But so the mechaber, so he rejects the Rambam Shite in regard to a woman who has a beset kavua. But insofar as a woman who has a beset sheini kavua, so the mele the mechaber in mentioning the Shite of the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ram, that the first rebias has to make kibdike, kibdike tashmish, achatashmish, even though these rishayim only say the woman has to make kibdike, the husband not, but the machaber in mentioning that kibdike, which is not ishke sarambam, so he also combined it with the shite sarambam, that when kibdike lachatashmish is required, so then it's incumbent not only upon the wife, but also upon the husband. Who shite is that? That's the Rambam shite. But the Rambam shite means that even a woman who has a beset kavua, so there is a bdike lachatashmish. Meimele the Rambam says it's incumbent upon the Baal. The mechaber rejects that shite of the Rambam in respect to a woman who has a beset kavua, so he cannot mention it because he rejects the whole requirement of the bdike lachatashmish ligabe a woman who has a beset kavua. Masheiki ligabe a woman who has a beset sheni kavua. So he mentions the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram in the Rim. So he also adds that one point that whenever that the Shita is a Ramban. So what is the Shita is a Ramban? Whenever a Bdike Lachatashmish is required, it applies, it's incumbent upon the husband too. But the Mechaber cannot mention it in that context because he's Chelek on the Rambam Shita. So he mentions that in another context. But the Mechaber is literally here combining two shittas. The shita of the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram in the Ri, and the shita of the Ramban, that whenever there is a Dike Lachatashmish required, so it's incumbent upon the Baal just as upon the Ish. Yeah, alright. Shum, vimhu zeko beise gimel ponim shenerei adam achas tashmish, shum yitzricho bika klal. Lo yifnei tashmish yachatashmish. ולרמב״ם ויורוש כל זמן שאין לו בסת צריכה לבדיקה לאילום קדם תשמיש ואחר תשמיש והרמב״ם מצריך שגם הבעל יבדיק עצמי אחר תשמיש. But so the strange thing is, so he says והרמב״ם מצריך שגם הבעל יבדיק עצמי אחר תשמיש. But why did he mention it? So, shows from the Rishayim, Tzrich Halil Kim Tashmi Vaha Tashmish, who be HLA, he be HLO, so he mentioned the HLA too, and that's only the Rambam Tzeyla Chaname, that's only because of the Rambam. But when he discusses the Adah Shite in regard to a woman who has no vessel, so the Rosh joins the Rambam in the Shite, so he points out that there is a difference between the Rosh and the Rambam. But the Mechaber himself, it seems, passes like the Rambam, that wherever a Bdike Lachatashmish is required, so it's incumbent not only upon the Isha, but upon the husband as well. And so it seems from the Roshon of Mechaber that he is more disposed towards the first Roshon, that a woman who has no vesek kavua is required to make tikes with mik tashmish, lacha tashmish, only the first 3 days. But after that, she's not the days. And Ramo, apparently, also is more disposed towards the first wash. Vein tzrichan mitik atzmo nacha o tashmish vitashmish. She'ei singilai lecho, elu mitam chin atzmo, kol alai lo bei, ulu mocho tzrichan mitike, ulu mocha dam pnei. Kincho atzmo bei, vi obdo, loy tishamish, ache titik atzmo, hoyo bei lo besa. Anyway, there are more passages that the chol apoches, the first 3 days, so a woman who has no vesek kavua, so in the first 3 days, she's mechuyevet to make a dike kedem tashmish and the dike lachos. Fine. Isha shein reye bipoches midalet yomi acha tfilos, aval acha midalet yomi nein lo keva. So ad yudalet yei dino shein isha shein ish lo vesek. Suppose a woman, so after the tefillah, the first 14 days after the tefillah, the first 14 days after the tefillah, so she never sees that. But after the 14 days, she's irregular. In other words, she can be anything. So for the first 14 days, she has a status of a woman who has a vesek kavua. After that, she has the status of a woman who has a vesek sheni kavua. Similarly, it's tolu in the shittes, as to whether she is required to make a tikka or not. Yeish v'yodom la'miach ha'sishtei shetitik v'yit shalei. Mitich shele menes al shalom and menes al shalei. Im ho asodam achmastashmi shol ishpomu v'yitzufi, asuro v'shamei shle'ilom im eisibal v'yizboya v'simen sha'achazim. I mean, so that's the aloha that is mentioned in Gemara, Daf Samachol. I mean, so that's really simen kuf pezayim. Alright, now the shak. The long shak. Now, I don't know of any other case. I don't know. Might be many, but I don't know. At this moment, I'm not aware of any other case where the shach is clearly kind of psak of the mechaber and the ramor, and is machriya negative. The two of them. There are two of them. And where we pass by the shach. I mean, there are many places where the shach is clearly and the ramor is clearly and the mechaber and the ramor, that I know. But that the achoy should be like the shach when he's really come the mechaber and the ramor. So I only know of this. There might be other cases, but here the shach is machria like Rashi cases in the Raivet. And furthermore, he says that it's even worse to make a tikkun because of shemo yehei living in. Now most poskim know the minig ha'ilom is like the shach. And most poskim agree with Shach. However, there are a few poskim who say that if there is no minik, if there is a minik to be made like the Shach, that a woman who doesn't have a vesek kavua should not be required to make any bikes, so then everybody says that we have to pass by the Shach. However, there are a few poskim who pass through. That if it's a place where there is no meaning, so then we should pass that a woman who doesn't have a vesek kavua, that the first 3 days, so she should make a bdikah before tashmish and after tashmish. So you will find some rabbonim will pass in that way, but this is not the proper way because according to all the rishonim who say, like Rashi and Pesach in the Raivet, so they incorporate with the statement that it's also a mitzvah because of showing the nature. Of course, according to Rashi, it's as much I have to say also. So it's also without a mitzvah. So mele, it's not the proper way to pass for others counter to the Pesach of the Shach. But there are some Rabbonim who passed that a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua, so the first 3 years after nisuin, so she has to make an ikke kedem tashmish and the dikel achavashis. Now let's see the shah. Be'emes keini vino aposki. Halehimo, Ramban, the Arashbo, the Orosh, the Oran, who show poskim vino yogi, the svirli kipirush hashemi, she saw sarash, the pirush rach, the alochet of Hanun of Antigonus, the tzrichal of Violet Dick, whom Shameshes bade in Gimu Pomi Molishemi, the Eri Horosh, Rusia, the Yori, the Hiskim, the Aloch, the Liboyed Dick a cloud, and we shall know you, the Loy, Libyl, okay, Negapirishrach. And I mean, it is interesting, because the Rosh himself says, at the end of the first letter, so he says, that he thinks that Pshat in the Gemara is like Rashi's first Rosh, which is Rashi's Pshat, like Rashi thinks it's in the right. And he thinks that the Shite of the Rach is a difficult Shite. But he cannot dare be chilek on the Rach, Shedvor Dimitavor. So his debacle is there. But the interesting thing about it is that the Mechaber, in mentioning the Shittes, so he should have said, Ula Rambam Be'arach, Kolzman She'ilo Beset, Tzricho Yudhikeh Le'ilom, Kedem Tashmish Ye'achal Tashmish. So he doesn't say, Ula Rambam Be'arach. After all, the Rosh wouldn't even think of the Shite if not for the Rach. And he says, the Rosh really says that he's disposed of the Shita of Rashi and Tesis and Raiva. But with Milani, Libi Lachle, Al Rach. So he's divided there. So why should he mention the Rosh? He should say, Ula Rambam Be Arach, Kom Man Shilavese. So the Rach, he doesn't mention. But who does he mention? He mentions the Rosh, even though the Rosh himself says that it appears to his own mind like the other Shita. So the Rashi doesn't mention, and the Rosh mentions. I mean, I don't know what I can mean. I mean, this is the kind of thing in the Talmud one could give a Musa Shira. I mean, why the Mechaber doesn't mention the Rashi, and he mentions the Rosh. But I don't want to give any Musa Shira now. So, but it's a remarkable thing. I mean, so the Kabbalah, obviously, the Mechaber B'Kavone didn't mention the Rach Shite, and he mentioned the Rosh Shite. Right. The Rambam the Rosh called to man Shein Lodeset Tzricho Yudhikeh Le'ilom Kedem Tashmish V'Achar Tashmish. Right. So he says, V'Erech HaRosh Listi Abim Le'ilom V'Hiskim Le'alochem V'Loiboye V'Dike Klav Elo Shem Le'ilom Loye Yulivei Le'okeh נגד פירש רך וגם הרשבו וירם נטריקו מיישן דברי יורים. I just want to mention what רבון who had an attitude of chaos in mentioning chorus in regard to the Eilat, in regard to carrying let's say in New York in sections where there is an error. So Arabenkin at one time, so he mentioned the piece of Torah, and he said that Rabbonim should discuss the possibility. Perhaps there is way out of him to set up an error in New York. Perhaps that's all he wrote. And because of that, so certain Rabbonim, so they established an error in Manhattan. And people are carrying, and if you ask, I mean sincere people who are carrying on Shabbos in Manhattan, who haven't carried for 40 years, and all of a sudden, once the Eilat was instituted, so they ask them, how do you carry? And Misha Feinstein said, it's also, so many, Daily said it's also to carry. So they said, well, they wouldn't mention the names of modern rabbis who said that it's Mutter, but they say, Ravenkin was Matir. Ravenkin was never Matir. All he said was that Rabbonim, he suggested Rabbonim should discuss it. There might be a possibility. And then after that he said that there is no way, but all this is not quoted. The one statement that he made, that perhaps there is a possibility, is quoted, and on that smach, so people carry on Shabbos imanel. So that indicates, I mean, that how careful we have to be in passing Shabbos. You see that the Rosh, so he mentioned kama v'kama rayas, negative shita v'rach, and then he says, So then, when the Mechaber mentions the Shittas of Hashem, who say that a woman is mechuyev to make a bike all her life if she has no vessel, so he dafka mentioned the name of the Rosh in order to teach us a lesson. In other words, that between saying something in the course of discussion and paskening la'aloche, so there is such a wide divergence. Many times I hesitate to discuss certain shittas of Hashem in the Shia, because I'm afraid not of you, I mean, that somebody will hear that I said that, and then they will do it like, I mean, there is one thing that I mentioned in the Shia in connection with the kashering, I mean, a stone, and I hear already that people mention it in my name. Just because I mentioned that there is a shita with the bush about a living cow, I mean, so they already mentioned my name when I never was moderate, and I always said that you cannot rely on me. So one has to be very careful, very careful, even in mentioning, repeating what I say in the Shia. Because what I say in the Shia, I say on a theoretical level, that's one thing. And to mention it to people, especially to rabbonim, to rabbis, that's something else. So you have to be very careful. All right. Ve'itzrichim lidnik atzmona, oyem the shak. Ve'gam ha'rashbo v'ara nitrekul yashin filu ha'riv v'lo yulibom lohokon evde. Af al pi shen yadin nira midibreye mika la'aloche v'lo yboi yedike klal lebalo. Ve'gam ha'bes yosef v'abach nitrekul yashin filu ha'riv. ישראל יצריך את דיקה גם לפני קשש. אין לשום לי דברי כל המפור של המזכור את הדבריהם בעצמו, שדבריהם דחוקים. אבל באמס הוא יורד איתי מסוג דעס חולי להדל. איכולו הריבום שדעס הריף נפסיק הלוח את רבחנים ובאנטיגנס, מישהו שאין לו בסת צריך את דיקה לבית. אם כי נאיך כל מהריף הלוח את זו בקסומס, סי פרק המון המזינס, שאין לו שיוחס שום כלל, ואין לו מטבי אביר חסידה, כי שום קיימו, ואין שהפירה שפירה שאומרים בקסונה, ספר את המון המסמס, משמשת באינגים, שנגישה משפנה חסודים, צידים ובאינגים, נמצא עלות שלא הוא ירשולים בכל פעם ופעם, הרי נפסו, שנוסו קומידו, קומימאו, וקצר בקסובו, ונמשים שלו בזינגים לחדוי לחדוי גלובונים, ולא נמצא דם ביחד מנהרים תיקונאו, והרי ככל הנושי, אומר רבי יהודה משמעו, הלוכי תחמיד באנטיגנס, עד כמה שם, עיקר הפירוש הוא שייך לנמיס המידה, ואם כן הלו לו מקיבו ביו חסמידה, וברי שיו חסמידה כוספורי לפתום לרבונו, כל אישו שנובסת אסור לשמש, אין לו כסוב עבור מפה וסביר לרביה, רב חמיד להמתיד לסגל המשמשת ובסגלים ואין יקסו עבור תקנו, וכפוק לרשנאו בקסובס, אומר רב יהודה, אומר שמואל הלוכת רב חמיד להמתיד. So that is the lotion of the Rif in Hilchas Nida. That means Mr. Rif and Shuas. That's Hilchas Nida. So he says, he cites the price of Achleke with Rav Meir and Chanin and Tignes, and Rav Chanin and Tignes says, Mishamesh and Bezegi, Hei Nifsua and Tigno, Uch for Parishnao and Bixures, Omer Abid of Ashmur, Aloch of Chanin and Tignes. Ton Rabon, and then, Ton Rabon, Nisei Zviroa, Sodam, Machmastashish, Mishamleshes, Pamhishen, Oshri, Oshishis, ואם יש לו בסד, תן לו בבסד. עד כאן לשם. הרי שביוחס נידה הוא יקוסה בפירו שלו. ויקוס לי בקסובס. ויקוסה הוא כבר פרשנה הוא בקסובס. So where is the ריב? מעריך עם קסובס. In נידה, he just refers to what he says in קסובס. And where he, does he explain רב חנין בן אנטיקנס עם קסובס? גאסים במיני הספר קריש איש או שאין לו בסת אסור לשמש ואין לו כסוף, אבל הוא פגר ישראל, מזה ישראל גויס, וייציב לו יעזר לומס. דינו רב מאה, רב חנין לאנטיבס, אם הוא משמש עם שני מי, ואין לי אפסו עוד גנוע. שאם תשמש, פעם ראשינו, where did the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ram get this kind of shot by the ring? That she is mechuyebes, according to Rav Chanina ben Antikles, she is mechuyebes to make a bike only in the first 3 years. But after the first 3 years, and if everything is clean, in the 3 bikes in the first 3 years, so then she doesn't have to make any bikes. Where do they see that the ring explains it? After all that Rav Chanina ben Antikles says, hey, tiknua, hey, misua, he doesn't say the first 3 bikes, so it's the ring here. So he says, "Shin tisham mishpam rishenu ushi ushi shitei v'yim tzadam alei chalo alei chalo v'chol pam o pam harei nifsuo sheozik alino kol yomeo v'yeitzim alei ksuo v'yim alei teiris v'yim zeiris v'yim bloyis v'yilam bastash mishu v'yachaz yom ibiye v'yachaz yom romis v'yav alam yod al iske v'yam rat yazaz v'yim dal. That's something else, I mean. So why can't he remarry her, even if she's killed? Because of the takola, the possible virtue. Alright, the So he uses, after 3 bikes, in the first 3 years, she is like any other woman. She is like a woman who has a nesek tavua. Shaloi bishas vesto. No, she has to make a bike. She doesn't have a bike. So that's the expression in the reed that tends to indicate that according to the reed, she is mechuyebes to make bikes only in the first 3 years. After that, she is kichol anosh. Omer Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, halacha kevchanin antikis. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ram, it's really mashma from the Rish Loshim that he explains it that way. Now, so the question is, so in Ksuves, where it's not relevant to Ilchas Nide, I mean Ksuves is not. Does not the subject matter of Ksuves is not Ilchas Nide? What is the subject matter of Ilchas Nide? That's in Misachas Shmuyes. That's Ilchas Nide. So in Ksuves, so he doesn't explain. But where does he? I'm sorry. In Ilchas Nide, he doesn't explain it. In Ksuves, he explains it. But what does he do in Ilchas Nide? So he mentions Zuchvo Perashnuo. By Misachas Ksuves, so he refers you to his explanation in Misachas Ksuves, and then immediately afterwards, after referring you to his explanation in Misachas Ksuves, he cites the braise of Areya Damach Mastash Mishimu Pon. So it's Yetzeisa, and then she can get married to somebody else, and then if she's Areya Dam Gimu Pon Nach Mastash Mishimu Pon, the second husband. So again, the second husband has to give her again. And then the third husband, so then she cannot marry anybody if with 3 husbands she establishes a tendency to sit down the mustaches. So why, after referring you to his sharp Ksumes, he cites the price of Reya Damach mustaches. But in Ksumes he doesn't cite the price of Reya Damach mustaches. So the Shah asks, it would have been more reasonable for the Reed to mention the explanation of Chasnide. Why Ksuves? What's the Shaykhes in Ksuves? So there is only one relevance, one Akemine regarding Ksuves, regarding the question as to whether she's gave Ksuve, where she's entitled to be gave Ksuve, or she's not entitled to be gave Ksuve. That's the only relevance. So obviously, the Reed mentions the explanation in Misach Ksuves, not Milchas Nide, because of the Nachkemina Ligabi Ksuve. That's the main point of the Shach. So he says, he should refer you to what he says in Milchas Nide. Well, there is a very simple answer on that question. because in the order of Shas, so Ksuves comes before Shmues. That's the reason. Alright, but the Shach also was able to think of that, but he assumed that the Rif wouldn't be motivated by such a consideration just because Ksuves comes before Shmues, so maybe he'll discuss it in Ksuves when it's an Indian of Shmues of Hilchas Nideh, not an Indian of Ksuves. So he said, Veigish Dabixas, Lomo Kosa, Ukvoperishnu Bixuves, Havu Lima, Ukvoperishnu or Shira Pet among his sins. That's a very famous deal. Why does he have to mention Ksuves? He should mention the Peret, because usually when a Rishi mentions something that he already discussed, so he will not mention himself. He'll just mention the Peret because he takes it for granted that everyone who learns knows in what Masechta a certain Peret is. So he knows that. So here he mentions Chiparshuo Biksuves. He doesn't say Shira Peret Amunim Zinis. Why does he say Ksuves? Because the whole Indian has to do with Ksuves. That's why he says Uchva Perashuo Biksuves. Veit kosher repeated by him. Me'ayim heitzi ovik miforesh. Min shameshes beidim gimu poim. Ho pashto di milse. Mashma reilo min shameshes beidim. Mil vadze mishla hachshis. Lifishitoso kamo vechamo kushteis. Alovi kmo sheericho haposkim anam. Haposkim anam. Avrehem esir edarke vidas ovik kidas kol haposkim. Now I just want to tell a very interesting story. When there was a draft in America, in the United States, years ago, when there was a draft during the Second World War, after the Second World War, there was a draft for some time, but yeshiva students were exempt. They had an exemption. So then the question arose, who is entitled to such an exemption or not? So the Jewish Welfare Board appointed a few modern rabbis whom the Jewish Welfare Board considered as being very knowledgeable, so that they should decide who is entitled to an exemption on the basis of the theological spirit or not, because it was true. I mean, there were many students who involved themselves in yeshiva, there were such a chaos, who didn't learn, and you didn't even attend shul, you didn't attend, you didn't learn at all, but in order to get an exemption, they involved themselves in yeshiva, and unfortunately, some yeshiva executives took advantage of that, and they made a lot of money. I mean, it was a disgrace. Anyway, so they wanted to know, the Jewish Welfare Board wanted to know who is a genuine student who learns and really wants to assert himself in learning, whether he wants to be a rabbi or not. I mean, they were very sincere about it, to make a stop to that of Keres, because there was a Chilashem, because the draft board, you know, found out that there were many who just were involved in Shiras. It was a Chilashem. So they appointed a few modern rabbis that they should give a test to everyone who registered as a yeshiva student to find out whether he's a genuine student or not. But the rabbis who were appointed by Jewish Welfare Board, they themselves were not very knowledgeable, and they realized that they couldn't ask too many questions because some of the students, you know, could find out that they were quite ignorant. So then we only asked one type of question. In what Masechta is the Peret, let's say, Amonimisms? In what Masechta is Yetzias HaShamos? So, I mean, they learned that. I mean, that they memorized. So, and then they asked this question. So, at the beginning, some real students were involved learning. But they did not know, I mean, certain sectors that the yeshivas didn't learn. So they failed. And some, who never learned anything, but who knew that this is the kind of question that they asked, So they did very well. So at the beginning, the result was that some of the students who were not students in yeshivas, so they received an okay, and some of the students in Talmudas who are involved in learning Yemen Malayo, they failed the test. So at that time, it was brought to the attention of the rabbis that such questions cannot be presented. So I mentioned that Rishayim, whenever they mention that they discussed it in some other Misechta, usually they don't say the Misechta. They mention the period, and then they took it for granted that anyone who learns Torah so should know himself in what Misechta it is. All right. So he says, "Veit kosher. If you pray a mile, hit your leaf before it. Mishamesh is bathing people for me. For Pashke, the Mils and Ashma, Leila, Mishamesh is bathing. Mirvatze, Yeshua Hakshish, with Shitosom, Kamu, the Hamakush, is our leaf, Mishalich, our postman. Our embassy, the Dalke, the Das, or Rifki Das, for our postman, that the Misha Shame of Besset, we buy a pickle, we buy a cloud. Lul with Nea Tashmish, we lay Acha. Ulohochel, we cause up for him, we shoo mocking the Perish. Now, the remarkable thing about that is that many Rishayim say that the Shita of the Rif is that Rebaila, a woman who has no vessel kavua, is required to make a tikkun the first Rif is. The only Rishi who says that on the contrary, the Shita of the Rif is that Rebaila, a woman who has no vessel kavua, is not required to make any tikkun like a woman who has a vessel kavua, is the Rayut in the Baal Nefesh. And the Rayut in Baal Nefesh says that the shita of the Rif is like Rashi and Tesis. Tesis that everybody holds that man do maho lo maho. So it means not that there is a machlokes, but that they both have reference to a woman with asuka b'tayres. So why do two amroim have to mention the same thing? So the one who said in the name of Shmuel didn't know that another Ameire said it in the name of Shmuel, but they actually said the same thing, and there is no machlokes. That's the Rambam, and the Rambam says that's the pshat in the Rif, and from the Rambam it's mashma that the Rif's pshat is that now Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel alochik Rav Chanina ben Antigonus. So it's mashma from the Rambam that according to the Rif, when Rav Chanina ben Antigonus himself, he says, Heinin tiknuo, heinin ipsuo. So Rav Chanina ben Antigonus has reference to a woman who is asuka b'tayres. Who is asuka b'tayres. Now then you ask, if it's a woman who is asuka b'tayres, so how can Rav Chanina ben Antigonus say that a woman who is asuka b'tayres so has to make a b'dike kedem tashish, and the b'dike le'achatashish, if she has no basic kavua, if she's a super b'tayres, so the halacha is that she has to make a b'dike. She has to make a b'dike pamayim. She has to make a b'dike pamayim, even if she has a basic kavua. So she has to make a b'dike pamayim in shachrin sedavs. The answer is, as far as a woman who has a basic kavua is concerned, so according to most Rishayim, so she has to make b'dike twice a day, shachrin sedavs, but not after every tashmish. But u'bishor she mishameshes mitosim. That means kedem tashmish. Mashein kid, a woman who has a vessel chain, who does not have a vessel kavua, who has a vessel chain kavua, so besides the two dike shachris liavis, whether she has tashmish or doesn't have tashmish, so that she's machiavis to make, so she, and besides the dike kaden tashmish, that she's machiavis to make, and that even a woman who has a vessel kavua, if she's a sukkabitayras, she has to make a decay. So So if she has, if she doesn't tell you that's a kuvah, so she has to make effort to tashmish too. Mashenke, if the woman has a basic kuvah, even if she's a sukkah b'tayres, so then she has to make two dike shachis v'avitz, and the dike kelim tashmish, but she's not mechuyemes to make a dike v'achat tashmish. That's the difference. That's the difference between a woman who has a basic kuvah, and is a sukkah b'tayres, and the woman who has no vesit kavua and is a sukkah b'tayres. So in other words, a woman who has a vesit kavua and is a sukkah b'tayres, so she has to make two b'dike shachis b'arvis and the b'dike before tashmish. But she's not mechuyebes over and above the two b'dike shachis b'arvis to make a b'dike after every tashmish. Only before every tashmish, but not after every tashmish. in gewinnen Hemmnisse zu wollen. So ich mich auf Festo, so ich in mich jedes Moment in die Kehle, die vorher mit Aschmisch, und tut die Keschachin wie alles anyway. But not, she's not mich jedes zu mich in die Kehle, echt nur irgendwie Aschmisch und Aschmisch. That's the difference. So according to the Rande, it's a shot in the room. The Pramina ben Antigres himself, when he says, hailing the Knur, hailing the Suor, so what it means is, so the Pramina ben Antigres himself has reference to a woman who is a Sukkot Tyres now, but she's Mohyeves to make Dikes in the first 3 years after the Tashmish. But after the first 3 years, Harik Cholanosh. But Cholanosh, even if a woman was invested from one, so she's also Mechiyadis to make a decay, she's a Sukkot B'Tayres, Kedem Eb B'Tashmish. So even after the first 3 years, but, so she, since Cholanosh is just like a woman who has invested from one, so she's only Mechiyadis to make a decay before Tashmish, but not after Tashmish. That's the Pshat in the Rif. So according to the Raidat Pshat in the Rif, the Rif holds that Rav Chanina ben Antigres himself, when he says, Heimim Tiknu or Heimim Yifsu, so he has reference to a woman who is Asuka B'Tayres. Mashalit in the Shach, he says that Rav Chanina ben Antigres himself, he says that even a woman who is not Asuka B'Tayres is Mechuyemes, to make dikes, mashuim in rebayim. But when Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says haloche ki Rav Chanina ben Antigres, he means legami asuka b'tayres is haloche ki Rav Chanina ben Antigres. But while Rav Chanina ben Antigres himself requires these dikes even rebayim, even if the woman is not asuka b'tayres. But Rav Shmuel doesn't pass like Rav Chanina ben Antigres regarding the Bible. Only Shmuel passes like Rav Chanina ben Antigres regarding the Isha is a Sukkot B'Tayres. But the Isha Shein a Sukkot B'Tayres, Shmuel doesn't pass like Rav Chanina ben Antigres. Now the question is, according to Shah, so it is difficult, Bishleine, according to the Bible. The Rambam says that Rav Chanina ben Antigres himself has reference to a Mishra Asuka B'Tayres, so he passed like Rav Chanina ben Antigres, and Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says that was Rav Chanina. But according to the Shach, that Rav Chanina ben Antigres himself requires all these dikes, even Ligabi Bayer. But we don't require Ligabi Bayer, because Shmuel only passes like Rav Chanina ben Antigres regarding a Sukkot B'Tayres, not regarding a Nisho who is not a Sukkot B'Tayres. So the question is, so then Shmuel doesn't pass like any of the Tanoim? I mean, the Mia, there is a Bachlok in the Ramon and Hagan Dins. The Mia says, the Tate said, so she is a Sura Bailo, you will be because she is a Sura Lisham. The Bachlok in the says, we because she is Muteres. So how can Shmuel pass like Nida Tane? So the answer is because this, the Pashtus Aloshim of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Kol Anoshim Becheskes Tarei Baleiet, so what does it mean Kol Anoshim? That means, and that is what Teisa says, and that means what Rashi says, that the Loshim Kol Anoshim Becheskes Tarei Baleiet in Toris Baleiet without a decay, and the Boro Eirov and Mishenno. So as Teisa says, that the Mishnah and the Brayse is referenced in the Mishenno, and the Brayse spells out the Ir of Mishenno, and according to Rashi and Tosfos, so it means that the Brayse has reference into a woman who has no Beset Kavua, so still the Ir of Mishenno is Bora. So that means that the Mishnah and the Brayse of the Ir of Mishenno, Achirik, not only on the Meir, but the Achirik on Rav Chanina ben Antigres. So, maybe when Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, Halochik Rav Chanina ben Antigres, he means, Halochik Rav Chanina ben Antigres, in regard to Asuka B'Tayres, it's Halochik Rav Chanina ben Antigres. But Rav Chanina ben Antigres himself requires the same number of dikes in regard to Bayot. Now let's see,
Perfeito. Logo eu faço uma vida de um pouco de Deus, e fica ligado a minha conta do da Rambo, da Pão, e mexe em uma recetada. Vai ir para a Israel, para a minha mãe, e vai ficar ligado a vida. O que me chegou a nascer, me rola a posse de uma rua, vai ou vai ficar claro. Ele cata, se deixou de dar um bico aqui, dá 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 um bico aqui, because we are not going to be able to do it, but we are not going to be able to do it. We are not going to be able to do it. We are not going to be able to do it. We are not going to be able to do it. Mashma, the Kamais are not going to be able to do it. We hope that we are not going to be able to do it. And so we now, there is who we have in the last week of in God, that's the next thing. Each of the Kamais are not going to be able to do it. So she's a soul by law. So the question is, does she have to be reared damach mastashmish 3 times, exclusive of the first time, or it's inclusive? So there is a machlekes. So from the washing of the Rish, the Shach says it's mashma that the first time she sees damach mastashmish is not counted the first time. But in other words, if and Isha is real damach mastashmish once, and if she made a decade within a few seconds after the conclusion of the tashmish, let's say it's a question of second, the time, the number of seconds it takes a woman to take out a nail from under the pillow and be mikameach herself. So it's a question of second. So if the decade took place within that number of seconds that is required to take out the meat from under the pillow and become a chassal, so if she fell down, so that creates a race. And then she has, in order to be a surah vayro, she has to sit down 3 times subsequent to that previous time. But the first time is not counted. There are many who say that even the first time is counted. But the Shach says, why do you look at Mrs. Vivas and Damas Mastashis? Misha Meshes Bamachas Bezvigimu. Mashma the Kamais Elabi Yomi. Why is Kamais Elabi Yomi? The answer is, so the Raiva Kinshalev says that until she sees Damas Mastashis once, so there is no reason. So the Mele, she has to be whimsical to see Damas Mastashis after the Sophic occurred. So, until she sees Damach Mastashmish, there is no reason. So, why? So the question is, now, that aloche, that the Rif mentions, already Damach Mastashmish, Gimu Pomi. So then she's a soul of the Bible, and it means Gimu Pomi exclusive of the first time. But suppose it's together in the first time, 3 times, then she's not a soul of the Bible. Why? Why can't the first 3 also be counted? The answer is because until there is a first 3, there is no race. So be shlemi if we say that a woman who has no best kovua does not have to make it decay. So mainly there is no race. But if we are going to say that a woman that has no best kovua, so is not allowed to be mishamish mitoso unless she makes it decay. So even the first 3 has a reason. Because why does she have to make it decay? Because of the shoshen, maybe she will sit down. Machmas tashmish, why does she have to make it decay after every tashmish and tashmish? Because we have a shoshen. So if we have a shoshen, so then every woman who has a vesed sheni kavua should be considered a reyesi. So why does the Rif say, why does the Rif imply that only after she had, and she was reyed damach mastashmish once, then she has to be seen 3 more times mach mastashmish? Why? Because until she had 1 reyed mach mastashmish, so then there is no reyesi. But if the halacha is that every woman who has a vesed sheni kavua, so it has to make a decay after every tashmish, that means that there is a reyese in respect to every woman. And the fact that the rishite is that the first reyese is not counted indicates that the rishite is that the first time she was not mechuyevet to make it bikkur, but she had to make it bikkur. So, but if the halacha is she is required to make it bikkur after every tashlish, so even the first kriya was preceded by a medicine, because we require her to make it bikkur. So that means that there is a reyesay in respect to a woman who does not have a blessed kavod. So he says, but then you'll be able to refute that fact, and you'll say the Braise does not have reference to a woman who has no vesit kavua. Maybe the Braise has reference to a woman who has a vesit kavua. So a woman who has a vesit kavua, so ordinarily there is no reason. So that's why the first three is not counted, and she has to have three years machmas tashlish exclusive of the first three in order to establish a reyesa. Mashenike, a woman who has no vesit kavua, so even the first three is counted. So he mentions the pshat of the Mordechais. Now the Braise in Mide says, the Braise really that the spouse, son Rabot, הרי ידע מחלטת משמש, פעם שינו שני או שני, מכאן לא ילכת משמש, אז זה נסגר לי שתנוס לך, מי סיבה אחרי רואה עשו דם מחלטת משמש, פעם שינו שני או שני, מכאן לא ילכת משמש, יש סיבה לתנוס לך, מי סיבה אחרי רואה עשו דם מחלטת משמש, פעם שינו שני או שני, מכאן לא ילכת משמש, אז תפיל בכאן. אורי, כיצד בית כסף עצמו הביא שפרץ, זה חומק חי, ומייך הוא נחל רשת, ונמצא דם הרי שמייך, וידוע השם לעמוק לו. לא נמצא דם הרי שמידו שכת גולים לו. ואם יש לו מקו, ואיזה מוקי, תהיו את מקוס. ואם יש לו בסת, תהיו את בבסטו. So we are four shots. What does it mean, ואם יש לו בסת, תהיו את בבסטו? רשת פשעתי, ואם יש לו בסת, תהיו את בבסטו. That when do we say that if a woman sodam achastash with three times, she's asrol gairo, because that establishes, that determines that she has a tendency to see dam achastash with, that is only if she sees dam after every tash, after every tash, without exception. But if she alternates, let's say she will see dam. She'll see down in, let's say how Rashi explained it. So he says, V'yesh lo beset, L'kilko azeh, She'nerei kol shor mach mastashish, Elo l'proki, Teile b'vesto, U'mshameshes v'lo yvdike, Ben beset, L'vesto. V'lo yvdike ben beset l'vesto. In other words, so she doesn't have to make it because if, let's say, she will only see Dam Achmas Tashlis if it's a rainy day. If it's a rainy day, so then she'll see Dam Achmas Tashlis. But if it's not a rainy day, she will not see Dam Achmas Tashlis. Let's say, she'll see Dam Achmas Tashlis if it will be after a day of strenuous work. But if it was a day of relaxation, she will not see Dam Achmas Tashlis. So in other words, so then she's the general Bible, he doesn't get to the Midarisha. So this is how Rashi explains, V'im Yishlo Beset, Teilo de Beset. The Rambam's pshat in Yishlo Beset, Teilo de Beset means, if a woman has a Beset, Kavua. If a woman has a Beset, Kavua, to see Dam at the 25th day, and then she saw Dam. So, in other words, so he is also not the Olel on the 25th day. But suppose he was born, and she saw Dam. From Chuvesto, Machmas Tashlis, so then we don't say he's Mechuyev to Midarisha, because then we attribute it to the Beset after all. As a matter of fact, he's also not the Olel anyway. So then he doesn't have to divorce. That's the Ramesh. Then there is the Balaboyev Pshat. Then there is the Balaboyev Pshat in the Yishlo Beset, Teilo de Beset, that if she has a Beset, that, let's say, that she sees Dam Achmas Tashlis only after, if she does a lot of exercise before Tashlis. Or if she eats, let's say, if she eats shuv, garlic, before Tashlis. So in other words, every time she has Tashlis, after eating shuv, or after jumping, and then she has tashish, she has to do it. So she doesn't have to do the water, because all she has to do is to refrain from jumping, to refrain from achilashim. That moment. Then there is the pshat by Mordechai, and that is a bikul, that is expressive of the bikul. And the shah had reference to that pshat by the Mordechai. In other words, that in Yeshua Veset Tehra Vesto, that the whole halacha, that the whole halacha of Prayer Damach Mastashish is the bar, Gimel Tomim. So the husband has to divorce her, only applies to a woman who has no Veset Kavua. So she is irregular. So if she is irregular, so then we have to make a change. Maybe the Tashish is the thing, is that factor that provokes the menstrual flow. Mashenki, if the woman has a blessed flow, if the woman has a blessed flow, and she saw Damach Mastashvish, not some of her best, not some of her best flow. So then, we always say, this is just an accident, even though she saw three times, and even 10 times. So we don't have to say that it is the Tashvish that allows the menstrual flow. There is something else the matter with her. And it just happens. But it's not a chazoke that after every tashmish, in every tashmish she will see that. So when our reishish, maybe the tashmish arouses the menstrual flow, if she is not regular, if she has no menstrual flow, but in Yeshua Vesta, so Teva the Vesta, even though the tashmish was not some of the Vesta, you see, according to the Rambam, it means, in Yeshua Veset, and the Tashmish was some of Vesto, then she's still in the Vesto. But if she has a Veset Kavua, and the Tashmish was not some of Vesto, then she has a Veset Kavua on the 25th day, and the Tashmish was the 20th day. So according to the Rambam, she does all the Bible, she saw down 3 times in the Tashmish. But according to the Mordechai, the whole aloha of the Damach Tashmish to the woman, that's all the Bible, applies only to a woman who has no best. So then, we are hechesh, maybe this is the thing that provokes, that arouses the menstrual flow. Some male, that's the halach. So, according to assuming that the Rif has the pshat of the Mordechai, the Gemara in Yeshua Veset, Prayer Vesta, so that means that the whole crisis of Rei Damach Mastashvish of a woman has reference exclusively with a woman who has no Veset Kavua, and still the Rif implies that the first Rei is not counted, because in the first Rei there is no Reiseh. So she has to have 3 Reis Damach Mastashvish exclusive of the first Rei. Why? In order to establish Reiseh. So if we say that according to the Rif, Elisha Sheim of Veset, ordinarily, until she sees Damach Mastashvish, so has no way to say she doesn't get the minute. You understand? As why the first time is not counted. But if we say according to the Rif, there is no first time, because there is always a Reis. So then, why should the first Reis be counted among the three? Why should she require to have 3 Reis Damach Mastashvish exclusive of the first Reis? So that's a Rayon Mechachas. Then it says in parentheses, when we show up as the portion in which the best appeal of the rest of the Anachel, like Hashi, like the Balamoye, like the Rambam, so then we can say that this Brise of Gimel Pomi and the Rif says that the first three is not counted has reference to a woman who has the best of Kavua. So then, without the first time, there is no Reise. Mashen came a woman who has a best of Chaini Kavua, Chaini Kavua, so the first time is also counted. והוד אני קוסק אבי ביקסו דמאי די ישו אז דא מאכן סטאשיש האני שי לאסן דמאי און ביקסו וואס אומט די אלוך קאר דאס האני דינס אבל קאוך מיירה בירי מחסטש מיש ויש המחץ לביקסובס על השקום הברייס עשוי ומחמים ומחטיפס גם בברייס לרוע סדם מחסטש מיש. This is the first motion of Shach. So the first motion of Shach is that the leaf, that the leaf holds that that when Shmuel says Allah is coming in the Antignes, so it's only the Gabi Asuka Mitaris. So actually the leaf should be mentioned there. Should be mentioned it. That's why in Chasmide the leaf doesn't mention the Pshat in the Chanim Antignes, because it's not relevant to us. We don't have the Taris anyway. The Reed doesn't discuss anything in detail, something that is not in the Reed's mind. But in Ksuves, he mentions it Agavuche, in order because the Chalil of Antignes mentions, the Chalil of Antignes is based upon a Reed Damach Mastashmish. Why does the Chalil of Antignes say that a woman has to make Dikes the first three times? So, from the Shach it appears that he holds that the Reed, that according to the Reed's Pshat from Chalil ibn Antignes himself, applies this requirement Ligabi Baira too. But when Shmuel says Alochet from Chalil ibn Antignes, he means only Ligabi Tairas we pass by from Chalil ibn Antignes. That the first Reed is, she has to make Dikes after Tashmish. But Ligabi Baira not, but from Chalil ibn Antignes himself, applies that Chumrah Ligabi Baira too. Shmuel passed this like the Chanin Antignes, only Ligabi Asuka Mitaris. But the Chanin Antignes himself requires it Ligabi Baira too. Why does he require Ligabi Baira? The Chanin Antignes, three Dikes, Racha Tashish, after the first 3 years, because of the possibility of Reyedah Machas Tashish. And that possibility, that Choshe applies only to a woman who doesn't have a Vesef Kavua. That's according to the Mordechai's Pshat, who doesn't have a Vesef Kavua. So melee, the Reed doesn't have to mention it in the Chasmide, because there is no Nachimide. As far as Tyrus is concerned, so there is no Nachimide in Masa. And as far as Bible is concerned, so Shmuel doesn't pass like Chachamim ibn Antignes in respect to Bible. He only passes like Chachamim ibn Antignes that three tickets are required after Tashmish in the first 3 years only Gabi Asuka B'Tayres. But he mentions it in Ksubes Ligabi Dela. So he mentions it in Ksubes Ligabi Ruaso Damach Mastach Ligabi Ruaso Damach Mastashish 3 times, so then she is Yetzin's the Loik Subin. So Yetzin's Loik Subin. So then we mention that Allah. Aber al kol choch meire bireye mach oi bireye mach as ashi so machat mi ksibes am ashi kol abrai zesu im chani na tinut al reis al tamach mash. Then there is a second verse. Oi yafshia yun ksube shu nomen מוצ הבאו לימין עקים ומחובסת אין ריצים כמו כסובו ושם אישים או אוכל ובאינדים שמותי על ידם מחסתה השמיש ומשם ובאינדים גיבופונים שתהיה יצא שוב בשעש של ידם מחסתה השמיש אבל בא בן הבאו מקופית משם כסובה ומי שמה מלבו יפי ככל כאילו נראה ליבו ונראה בסקר בו של דריפיס that there is an afternoon and a dinner of Chanin of an antithesis Shmuel's din. So since Shmuel passes Ligabi Tairus, vis-a-vis Tairus, like Reb Chanin ibn Antignes, so that means that vis-a-vis Tairus, midrabonon, uyacheshish, Ligabi a woman who has a Veset Sheni Kavua, maybe she is Reyeh Damach Mastashish, Ligabi Tairus, that's the reason as why in the first 3 years she has to make a Dike Reacha Tashmish. So since there is a remote possibility that a woman who has invested Cheney Kavua, that perhaps the Tashmish is the factor that provokes the Reyes Dam, the menstrual flow, so the male Ligabik Suve in order to be made in moment. So since there is Alochein Hilchim Nomin Acharot, so it cannot be Meitzin, Yada Muzik, and the basis of all. So true, Lingen is a better that we rely on hope. in der Chazocke, in der Sexwege, sondern mehr, she is with Teresa Weil without Wege. Even if she is a woman, where is no better? Because true, there is a remote possibility that seeing she has a better chemical of what, maybe the Tashmish is that factor that provoked the menstrual flow. But on the basis of all, on the basis of all, so even a woman who has a lesser chemical of what, so is not likely to have a menstrual flow as a result of that. It's possible. But on a mute, there is a mute of women with whom the tashmish is the factor that provokes the menstrual flow. And how do we know that there is a group of women that with whom the tashmish is that factor that provokes the menstrual flow? The fact that Shmuel says in regard to Tyrus, how long has Rav Chanina ben Antipas? Why does Rav Chanina ben Antipas require 3 weeks the first 3 years? Why? Because of that possibility. That since she is a woman who doesn't have a vessel of Kavua, maybe the Tashmish is that factor. So that's why Shmuel passed things like Chachamim and Antigonus in regard to a woman in Rashi and Tyrus. But Shmuel is only Cheshish in regard to Tyrus. But in regard to Isabeter, we rely on Rob women. Rob women, even if they have a vessel chain of Kavua, are not likely to have a menstrual flow as a result of the Tashmish. But Ligami Tyres, he is Cheshish. Why is Cheshish Ligami Tyres? Because there is such a need. But Ligami Bailo, she doesn't have to make it begin. She doesn't have to begin. But in order to collect the Ksuve, if the Baal, if the Isha wants to collect the Ksuve, so then Bezin will tell the Isha that she is not entitled to collect the Ksuve unless he'll make 3 bitches. After Tashmish, after 3 days, and they won't be clean. So then it will be a riot. So then it will be a riot that she is not a real damach mastashmish. But otherwise, if he doesn't make 3 days, in 3 successive days, b'dikas, kein tashmish, and lacha tashmish, so then she is not entitled to collect the ksuv. Because maybe it's a choshet cheike, but in order to be made simone, so on the basis of a choshet cheike, we cannot be made simone either. But I am a hilchim imomen acharov. This is my concern. Oh, yeah, if you have a in your aid, you can look at the Shami Shimoch, and the aid, you can look at the Dama Hostash, and Shami Benin, you can look at the Shash, the Dama Hostash, and the Bada in the Bali copy, the Shami Boy of Dicky Cloud, came here, the Zell Bow, the Dasari, why much of the Sophie Shimarani, the Bala and the Bala and the Hide, she came to us and the Mamma Shimoch. But there is one basic difference that I went on the street. The read in a similar way, but the Ravid understood that the, according to the read, so Shmuel passed this completely like Rav Chanina ben Antipas. And Rav Chanina ben Antipas himself requires bikkes only in Ligabi Asuka B'Tayres, but Ligabi Bailo not. Actually, in the Shach, apparently, he holds that according to the read's explanation of Rav Chanina ben Antipas. So Rav Chanina ben Antipas requires the 3 bikkes in the 3 days, even regarding Bible. But when Shmuel says, Halochet Rav Chanina ben Antipas, so he only passes like Rav Chanina ben Antipas in regard to Asuka B'Tayres. V'ay ma shekosav b'siyot v'shimaray v'simam v'vim 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 das am Achlein ist, im Zimu Buhe das Sabe Tusse Tzkaft. Rak Shachirik Shevim Momenu Yisrael Mi Buhe Hashem. Und muss ich schon mehr Ogin Paloch am Weiß in Israel in Schweiz. Die Chol Weil und Weil Dike. Da hat die Nisho Shema Besse. Al Atkan. Und die Ato. Kim die Das Kola Poskin. Die Nisho Shema Besse. Nur Weil Dike. Klau. Und die Tasche. Schlachat Aschlich. Chut mehr Rambam. Schem ich Fugash Kola Asuk. Die Bin Asuk. Die Talres. Wo Jochim Nege Kola Poskin. Die Gami. Nasuk. Die Machers. Die Bo. You see, it seems from the Shach, though it was discovered out, that the Tanakh himself didn't explain the Chiddush, but Rashi and all the Rishonim mentioned that in the name of the Tanakh. I mean, the old Rashi doesn't say Rach, Rashi says Yesh Lekosh. But the other Rishonim mentioned that Pshat in the name of the Tanakh. But from the Shach is assumed that the Anol Rishonim, who sing it, except there are some Rishonim who think that that's the Rishon. Let's say the Rambam, the Hashbo, the Ram, so they think that they call to the Rish Pshat in Gemore, so the first 3 years she is required to make it big. But since he has another Pshat in the Rish, so then there is no Rishon. There is no Rishon who says, Midas Atzmo. The Rambam, the Hashbo, the Ram, they don't say it Midas Atzmo. They think it. That's the pshat of the ring, but they themselves wouldn't have mentioned that chicken if they didn't think that's the ring's pshat. But since he explains the ring in a different way, so then there is no chiddush of shame that explains that Gemara that way, except the Rambam. So he says, the Rambam is Yochid, so maybe we do not have to be the Chesh. Chutz v'Rambam is Shepoosh v'Aspim v'Aspiritaris, who Yochid is the Apostle. גם הסיב במחס כבו, וגם הרמב"ם גובל כאילו שם משנה, גם בקוסב, וקוסב ובנעס, ובטיירו הסקיירו, יכול לבי לא למצוא את דיקה, אפילו אם הוא בסף, תלת הרמב"ם כאילו שם משנה, בבין חזקו, יש דיקה משנה. ואיש, אלו של ללמוד וליבו, מהוקיר נגד העשבים, וכבו נתפויירס, so he assumes that no relation except for the Rambam would have explained the Gemara that way. And the Rishonim who do explain the Gemara that way is because they thought that's the way the Rishonim explained. But since he establishes that the Rishonim has another pshat, so the way there is no relation except for the Rambam. So as you know, Rishonim have to get the Rambam Rishonim, when you go out, Rambam Nafri, that's the Rishonim, when you go out, when you go out, when you get the Kamehine, the Kamehduchte, in Kimbada, you have to go out, because I go small, I turn down the rest of the day. The Amor, I can rush down the room, see what I'm going to smart, the whole Bible, the right dike, after the Rishonim, the Rishonim, the Rishonim, the Rishonim, ואפי לרצה לאחמר על עצמו ומיד לקדם תשמיש או לאח התשמיש לא ישבתינו ואם כן ליבי נקפה I mean, this is what the Mordechai says, עד כאן השם, וכן כוסף הרקח מלגס יוסף וכוס של הלדורה, והגול של הלדורה היא כוסף האוגו של נעביר, וכן דובה שכן עמד עבור. That's the minute. All right, so, of course, tomorrow there is no issue, but probably.